Awesome. Oh, thank you, guys. Your band. I wish I knew you personally, each one of you. That was amazing. Like, I want to press play or put a CD in my car, okay, of you guys. That was just amazing. So thank you so much. I don't even know where you sit now. Yeah, and it's always so encouraging when words that's been shared and things just confirm a lot of things. And that is so amazing. It's always, you know, men stres maar as jy nou moet kom deel. It's not like the easiest thing. And I told Philip, it doesn't matter how many times, there's always this bit of a you know. And I said, but that's good, because you just realize and recognize over and over that we are so dependent on God. So that is just, for me, so encouraging when things like that happen. Then it just feels like God saying, I get it, you know. I get it. So thank you for all the words. Yeah, so the title for tonight is Waiting on God. Yeah, so I'm not lying. I was like, maybe I should just come and say amen. You guys can go and drink coffee. But there's a few pictures I want to share with you guys and stories. And the first thing is, and even the songs that you guys sang tonight, is I was at a school last term, and the one lady asked me a bit about God. When people find out you study theology, then you also get a bit nervous, because then they ask you, where does that stand? And then you like Google because you really don't know. And it's been, yeah, way back. But anyway, you still need to read Bible and know where it stands. But no need a biblioteekie bo nie. But anyway, so then she asked me a few questions, and I said, yeah, you know, there was a, because she asks a lot of questions. And I said, but you know what? And she kept on saying, like, you know, it's my swartskapie, die swartskapie. And I said, but God came for the swartskapies. You can be glad you're the swartskapie, you know. If you think you're the white one, then, you know, we all need God. But anyway, and she asked me, and I said, it's not bad to ask questions. Timothy Keller once said, He believes that people, it's not wrong to ask questions. People not believing is not because they ask too many questions, it's because they don't ask enough questions. Because if you keep on asking, you'll find the truth. And that was just so encouraging for me, who started asking questions when I was 8 years old. So I was just like, yo. And it's amazing. Even though you don't know, you get to know the one who does. And she asked me this question. And I said, you know, there was a time where I just really seeked God. I still do, but there was a time when it was a bit on grill. I want to go back to that time. I must get there again. But and she asked me, so did you find him? And when she asked that, I responded in a way that in that evening I told Philip, like, yo, I could dit gesê, but I don't know where, I believe I know where it came from. But I responded, she said, so did you find him? And I said, he found me. And I didn't think about it. It's just the words that came out of my mouth. And for a long time, I thought, like, you know, where's my testimony? Like, a lot of people, it's like this, and then, you know, that was so and to sit so and new life, and, you know. And I've been quite a klein dominiekie, very religious. So that is my testimony. But through saying that, it was like God opened my eyes of showing me also what's my testimony, that I was found by him. And a lot of times I always thought like I was the one, it was up to me to find him. And this is a thing of waiting on God. So this is the first story I wanted to share. And it's that thing of, I just realized more and more that I can really do nothing if I don't wait on God first. I don't have strength or courage. Or if I don't wait on God, I will get tired. I will do things that he didn't plan for me. I will have to Fatma weer die pad terug. And there's also journeys and stuff like that. But that was the first thing. And then we sang that song and say that says, I was lost, but now I'm found. And it was also just like, yeah, you know, that song has new meaning to me now. And the second picture I want to share with you was also a time in my life where I really felt like there was a lot of battles. And the battle belongs to God. You guys also sang that. And don't want to overshare, but they told you if you get a baby one day, you need a worship song in your head. And I'm just saying that was my labor song. The battle belongs to him. So it's such a cool song. It's like set list. I was just like, this is amazing. But anyway, but the second feature I want to share is that at one stage, I felt like, yo, I'm trying this and I'm trying this, but it doesn't feel like anything changes. And I got a picture of a little girl standing next to her father. And there's like, it was like Villahonde and dragons. It wasn't like a lacquer picture, you know. But I was standing there next to my father, and I was fighting these things with this little sword. I was like, I can hear it dun, you know. Pa, pa, you know. And nothing happened, obviously. But then at one stage, the father figure just like pushed me like behind him. And I was so tired, I went to sit and then I went to lie down and I did absolutely nothing. And in that place of complete rest and surrender, everything died. And he killed all the dragons and the stuff. And that was the other thing of waiting on God, resting in his promises. And then the last picture or story I want to tell was also 4 months ago, someone asked us something to pray about. And we decided that we're going to give it like 3 months. We're not allowed to make any decisions in those 3 months. And I'm quite a planner. You know, it's like, you know, how do you... I thought I can wait on God, but... And 3 months is not even that long. But I was like... And this is also, you'll see the slides. Was it like a clear fully in the end? But it's all white, so it's the thing of clean canvas. How do I give God a clean canvas? How do I wait on him? And in those 3 months, I really wanted answers. And I always think in a way like, this is how it's going to play out. Or, you know, this is what we need to do. But really to wait on God. And this is also just the encouragement in some ways to really practice listening. To say, God, like, I want to wait on you. For that. So that is the I'm gonna stop there for now. Oh, ek het nog twee prentjies, maar ons gaan hulle pos. Okay. So we can go to the next slide, thank you. Shame, I always feel bad for people to do my slides. So dankie hoor. Hy gaan so bietjie so gaan. But this is also a scripture that I want to share. So it's just the back end of where this word comes from. And this is also something that if I'm in a season, like Theo also said, and I was in that season for the last 4 years, where I'm like, you know, voel soos 'n reusiesperd wat losgelaat moet word. But God's like, I'm working on your character, you know, love people, be patient, you know, but you're like, but I'm ready, you know, type of feeling. Then this was the scripture when I was like, what can I do in the meantime then, you know, like not to wait passively. And if you ever wonder what you can do, just go to Psalm 37, verse 3 to 7. And the first thing is trust in the Lord. So this is requirements for waiting on God. Okay, trust in the Lord, and then also, and do good. Open your eyes to see what is in front of you, you know? What is in your hand? What can you do? I always say sometimes we aim for that destination and then we miss the lekker pie in the pot stall on the way there. Because we are so like, you know, julle kan nie piepie nie, ons moet daar uitkom. You know what? Like, enjoy the journey. See the pot stall and like that as well, to spiritually as well, to stop and be able to see what's around you. Okay, and do good. Find something to do good. Dwell in the land. And this is also so practical. It feels like sometimes for me, I can get very like, or in the past and sometimes still, but spiritual, and you're like, you want to do this and this, but just dwell in the land. That is so practical. It's like, what must we do? How can I steward what is in front of me now? Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord. God is most glorified when we are most satisfied in Him. And you can have the biggest calling on your life. If you do not have the character to carry it, it won't last. And that is not... Thank you, Sam. It was like a poor quote that I so ingegooid. I can't remember who everyone said it, but it's good. I believe it's good quotes. Okay. And to trust God with that. He knows. He sees a bigger picture. And then commit your way to the Lord. Okay, so... this is where I am, God. Keep that conversation going. Commit it to the Lord. And He's a good Father. I always say, like, if I ask God, like, if this is wrong, please show me. Because sometimes we can also be so scared to move. Please show me, like, blaas 'n harde waarskuwingsvleitjie, you know? Because I want to live a life of freedom, you know? I will be able to walk. And then... I can just say, if I ask that of God, I can't think that He won't warn me if it's not the right thing to do. So commit your ways and then trust in Him and He will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. So be still before the Lord. That can be practical, but it can also be to still your mind, to still yourself, to speak truth over a situation, to know that he knows the plans He has for me, and get those scriptures that can help you to be still in your heart. And wait patiently for Him. What will help you to be able to wait patiently for Him? And this one, fret not yourself over the one who prospers. So I don't know of you, but you know, ons is mos nou maar mens, en ons groei nog elke dag. But if it's not your season, you know, if it feels like this winter is going on very long, and all around you it's spring and flowers and testimonies and happy for you and happy for you, you know. We are human, so in that time, fret not yourself over the one who prospers. And we would say, like, nee man, ons is mos bly vir die mense, but deep, deep down, you know, in that time, take it to God. Say, this is not lekker for me, you know, or help me purify my heart. And the thing that's amazing is God's timing is always perfect. His timing is always perfect. Perfect. And if you can get to a place when you know, if something is not happening, it's not my time, it's not for me, or it's not good for me. And if you can get to that space, you'll be able to be happier for other people, because that's not your plan. But you can wait patiently for yours then, because you are focused on what God wants from you. Okay. And this is also just continuing a little bit on biblical waiting. What does that mean? And this is such a cool quote for me as well. It says, biblical waiting is not a passive activity, but is demonstrated by active dependence upon and obedience to God. Active dependence and obedience to God. And then if we think about earnestly waiting versus passive waiting. Because sometimes we can get into a bit of a, you know, bubble. Obviously not you guys, but I sometimes might feel like that. You know, it's like self-pity. It's like, ek het al vir my 'n serpie gaan koop vir hierdie winterseisoen, but now I want a rokkie, you know? When is it changing? So to have another focus of how will I wait? Earnestly waiting. And earnestly can be defined as serious in intention, a purpose or effort, showing depth and sincerity of a feeling, seriously important, demanding or receiving serious attention. And that is a that is that helps me with perspective when I'm in a waiting season. So what is passive waiting? And this is things that I felt like, what hinders me to wait in a biblical way, to wait on God? And that is impatience. You know, I want it all and I want it now. What's that song? I'm not going to sing like Ross. He can sing better than when that song's come. But impatience, nee. And then fear. Fear. What if I don't do X, Y, and Z? Then, okay, but maybe I must just do this and this and this and this. Dalk moet ek het klink nou erg, but maybe I must just help God a little bit here. You know, does he see this as well? Like, you know? So fear. And that's also a good test when you want to move, to ask yourself, is this a step of fear or is this a step of faith? Am I doing this courageously or am I very fearful in doing this now? And then also discouraged. And that's not a lacquer place to be, to feel a bit hopeless. You know, it's like I've been around these walls now. Jericho mire wil nie val nie. Now I'm like 8 times now. When will it fall? And tonight I want to encourage you to go another round. Because in the meantime, God is busy. He is busy. And he is busy building character in you for the plans that's ahead. And the other thing that retainer want to do is grab control. Yeah. And then I want to ask this question. So there's three main questions. But this is the first thing. Well, there's maybe four. Let's stick to the three. Is there anything too hard for God? So when we think about waiting on God, you can ask yourself this question. Is there anything too hard for God? So the first thing I want to touch on again is trust. So how can we trust God? Because sometimes, you know, I've heard like, wait on God, be patient, trust him. But I'm someone who's like, okay, but give me tips. You know, it's like sometimes it sounds airy-fairy. How do I do that? You know? And this is something that I came up or probably grabbed from a few people, but time, think, and transparency. And that helps me to be able to trust God. So the one thing is to spend time with him, you know, to take leaps of faith. Because as I do that, then I grow in like, thank Jesus, yo, it now deurgekom, you know. That was a bit, or like stepping out of my comfort zone, like literally doing that. And then also that, so spending time committing those actions to him and trusting him. Then to think about him, like we've mentioned, to think about the ways of God, to read about him, to talk with others about God, to think together about him. And then transparency. And this is not always a easy one. It's to really, really, really be honest before God. Doesn't matter how it sounds. I have this way of like, it helps me to type letters to God. Ek het al gedink, "Sjoh, ek moet dalk 'n password op hierdie laptop sit met al hierdie briewe." But to get a way where you can really be honest. Because sometimes we don't even know how we feel. You know, so it's like it all feels here in our head. And it's like, so to get a way, maybe it's worship for you. Maybe it's pictures or that can help you identify this is how you feel. For me, it was to go and type letters to God and be as honest as I can. And then obviously give it to him. Yeah, so that is the thing that I just wanted to say about trust. So we can go to the next slide. This is a story that I also want to tell when it's in terms of trust. And this is about King David and the day when he was anointed to be king. Okay, so let me just read it. Okay, Jesse had 7 of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, The Lord has not chosen these. So he asked Jesse, are these all the sons you have? There is still the youngest, Jesse answered. He is tending the sheep. Samuel said, send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives. So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, I don't believe that's a requirement, okay? There is no force. Okay. Then the Lord said, rise and anoint him. This is the one. How encouraging is this? When I feel like if there's a burden in my heart that's like God wants to anoint, let's say now queen or whatever, and I am busy like sitting there with the sheep, you know, I am a farm girl, so I'll probably like it, but I will have this urgency. My equipment must know it's do nie kom Samuel, and I like it's me, pick me, you know. And then you feel like I'm here. So if God wants you to do that thing, he will make a way. He will make a way. And this is also such a encouragement and a I want to say tool, but like that will help you to wait patiently on God. Because it's not so up to me. I don't have to kick this door open. I don't have to force this space open for me. God will make a way. If that's his plan, who will stop him? We just sang that. I like the evening church. It's so like it. Anyway, so. And that can help us to be still before God. Because we sang like death has no sting. So if that is true, is anything impossible for God? I want to ask that question again. And if you feel like, I need to help a little bit, of I need to do this, remember that. And I just want to share with that, this doesn't mean we have to wait earnestly, not passively. So positioning is also a good thing. Positioning is also a good thing. So it doesn't mean like, okay, you know, God will make the way. I gaan nou my Netflix opvang. You know, he will do it. Nee? But it helps us to put our hearts at ease. It helps us to focus, to dwell in the land and do good, to commit our ways to the Lord, to trust in him and to focus on that. But that is still like a earnestly waiting. Okay, so may that encourage you. Okay, so when it feels like nothing is happening, ek was te opgewonde oor Deen, ek het hom klaar gedeel. Not the right timing, you don't need it, or it's not for you. And then the next question I want to ask is, what does God value? And this is a great time to think about it when you wait, you know? Because a lot of times when things go, you know, smooth sailing, then it's harder to think about this for me, you know. It's times, if I think about times where I really experienced God and I was so dependent on him, and, you know, it's times where I was really like in a place where I was very aware that I'm, you know, that scripture that says, blessed are the poor in spirit, I was like there, I was knowing it, you know, and then as life goes on, I need to remind myself sometimes about that as well. But what does God value? And if you go through a waiting season and you might feel a bit impatient, and I also just want to say that God sees you tonight. He sees you. You are not forgotten. And if you feel a bit hopeless tonight, I trust and believe that God will come and touch you and just give you that strength again to keep on going. It's not because he doesn't want to use you. It's just because his plan is way bigger than we even know. So what does God value? And perspective is one thing. I believe that God values it when we can step back and just acknowledge that He is enthroned upon the nations of thousand generations. Net soos baie groot, you know, way bigger, eternal perspective. Like, let's just remember that again. And so to get that perspective again and to know that I always have this picture, and someone once said it, but it also helps me. It's like, God is not within time. Time is in God's hand. That is a bit like, what? You know? But so what we see, you know, is one day is like a million for God. So just to remind ourselves about that. So I like to try to, I love it when people can remember at least one thing, even if it's the title of your sermon. So that's why I try to keep with the PPP or the, you know, something like TTT, dancing transparency, just saying. But perspective, patience, and perseverance. Okay, but let's get to that. Okay, so in Peter 3, verse 8 to 9, it says, "But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day." And this is so beautiful for me. "The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you and me, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." And this helps me with perspective when it comes to waiting on God. What does God value? What really matters in this situation? You know, to help me, because I'm a human, to help me om nie my skatte op aarde by mekaar te maak nie, but to remind me that there's a bigger picture. And seasons like that helps me. And if I go ask God to help me, to keep me on track, and to show me His ways, then I am going to go through waiting seasons. Because we are not angels sitting here. But then we can celebrate it because we're like, "Phew, thank you, Jesus. You know, let's get back." Yeah. Okay, so, and then also this quote was, "Waiting is the process of becoming what God wants us to be. What God does in us while we wait is as important as what it is we are waiting for." I almost want to say it might be more important in a sense. Yeah. So, and I think some of you might have heard this, but Noah waited 120 years. Abram waited 25 years. Jacob waited 20 years. Joseph waited 13 years. Moses waited 40 years. David waited 12 years. And Jesus waited 30 years. So if you're waiting, you're in good company. This was legends, guys. They are legends still. So yet again, just that perspective. Okay, so the other P is perseverance. And then I'm once again that person that's like, "Cool, I know I must persevere, but what will help me to persevere? Give me that practicalities, you know?" And this scripture helps me to persevere. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders, fear, control, shame, whatever that is for you, and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." How can we do it? Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. "For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." How can we persevere? To focus on the perfecter of our faith. and to sit and wait at his feet and receive your strength. Start listening. Give him that clean canvas. And a lot of times, the world is quite loud. It's quite loud. What we watch, what we see, it's loud. And it's tough to get all of that out of our headspace. Facebook, Instagram, you know, I like it. Mommy groups, all that stuff, you know. It's not like wrong, but it can consume our minds. And it can encourage a bit of impatience or a bit of comparison. And we can lose focus with that. But to focus and on the perfecter of our faith. But there was something I wanted to say about that. But I lost my train of thought now. Maybe it will come back. The loud voice. Yay, donkey for slides. Okay. And God speaks with a still, small voice, quiet voice, gentle voice. You know, and the sad thing is, when we keep on ignoring that deep down thing that doesn't feel right, or, I don't know, you know, but it's such a good opportunity. You know, how can't this be God? Or how can't she or he be the person? Or, but that thing keeps on, you know. The more we move away from that conviction, it doesn't get louder. It doesn't get louder. And God can come and intervene in a serious way. He can. And he has done that. But the world will become louder and louder as we keep on moving into that and going away from what we actually know. So to trust that. And there's always hope, guys. God can come and touch us in ways like we all have testimonies, or it feels like he screamed in a gentle way, you know, because it was clear. But the Bible also says he speaks in a gentle voice, but the world's voice is loud. So this will take discipline. It will take time. It will take thinking space. It will take transparency. Okay, and then the last question. What is the fruit of waiting on God? What is the fruit of waiting on God? And this is good news, guys. And before we go to the next slide, I want you to think. What do you think? think. Is the fruit of waiting on God? Ek wens ons kon nou sommer so 'n bietjie pop-up questions. But I want to encourage you to talk about this as well. And I'm going to share one scripture about it. And it says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Why do you think this is possible when we wait on God? It's because we are dependent on him. We are focused on him in that moment. We get our strength from him. We can't move before he tells us to move. And at one stage in my life, my calling was quite a big thing in my head for me. And I really didn't want to miss it. I was quite like your, you know, everything will work together for my good, but I still need to, like, if I'm not obedient, then I'm going to miss it. And then, you know, what? No, you know. So I was quite not free in that regard. Ek was so bang, ek doen die verkeerde ding, ek doen hom sommer glad nie, niks. You know? And that doesn't testify of a child of God that's free. And there was a stage where someone shared this picture of your calling and Jesus standing there and calling you to him. And as I just focus on every day trying to move a little bit closer to Jesus, and that can be my focus, he will be able to call me from the sheep. He will be able to open the doors. I do not have to do that. But as I walk focused, the calling is calling you closer to Jesus. And He wants you to walk in your calling more than you do. And that was also a thing for me, that I can wait on Him because it brings freedom. And sometimes it feels like you have a clear vision. You got the promise. You know this is what I need to do. But let's say it's that door. Then obviously we want to move to the door. That is where God's calling you. But it feels like you're busy walking to the stairs. But you know you need to go there, but you actually feel called there now. And that was also like, yo, but this remark is sinny. And someone once said, when you get to that door, you will need a key that you had to find there. So to be obedient, even in the times if it doesn't make sense, if it doesn't feel like the mapped out plan you thought you had, God's timing is perfect. And the promises stays true, like Ferri also says. So to keep on, step by step. And then also trusting God and waiting on God. What is the fruit? And we can, color is coming. Okay. It was for my Biomula Convert slides there, I'm just saying. But for me, it was just the encouragement, the clean canvas theme. Okay, so perspective, patience, perseverance, focusing on the perfecter. What is the fruit of that? Peace. That surpasses all understanding. Even if circumstances doesn't feel like it should or looks like you believe it must. Courage. Why do I say courage? Because you have a trust and a boldness. Because when God says move, you will know that you know that you know. And freedom. Waiting on God also brings freedom. So in that trust, there's relationship. I don't know of you, but I trust someone way easier if I know them. Not gonna like share everything with someone you don't know, unless it's a facilitator at Encounter, maybe, or a counselor. But you would want trust. You would. If I think about our baby, I won't just leave him with someone I don't trust. How will I leave him with someone? Because there's relationship. How can I leave those things that's so precious to me and surrender it to God? Because there's relationship. So to always go back to that relationship. And when there is relationship, there's freedom. So in the waiting, we might make the wrong call. And that is also okay, I want to say tonight. That is also okay. Because God is gracious, and within that relationship, if your heart is to do His ways, He knows we're gonna like kry het bietjie verkeerd hier en daar. Otherwise, He would have not sent His Son, whom He loved so much, if we were supposed to get everything just right. And then strength. We will have strength that also surpasses our understanding, because we know this is not my ability, but this is me trusting in God to help me move. So I want to ask more questions. The three is by the dear eight, but and it's now 7:30. But maybe as we close, just to think about: do you have a testimony of a season that you waited on God and that He came through? So you might think of a season where you didn't wait. And there's, I believe, in all of our lives, there might be a season like that. I have a few. But then also to think about a testimony where you waited, where you can testify of the goodness of God, and when His timing came through, and when that was perfect, and when you were so glad you said no, maybe to good things, but you trusted what you felt in that regard. And then the last question I want to ask is, how does waiting on God look like to you today? What is the thing that's keeping you back from trusting God, from trusting His timing? Is it fear? Is it control? Is it striving that you feel like, I won't feel good enough if I'm not doing X, Y, Z? If I'm honest, I might find my identity a little bit in that. What is keeping you from trusting God and His timing? What hinders us? I'm going to end off in prayer for us. But if something recognized, donkey, my English raak nou op. So we're going to end. But if you could resonate with something, or there's something that resonated in your heart, I just want to encourage you, as we sing a last song, to just grab someone next to you and say, sure, I just want to say out loud, this is what touched me, and this is what I want to surrender, and this is what I really, even if it's so precious to me, I trust God with it, because He knows better, and His timing will be perfect. If it's a person, maybe you're trusting for a family member, maybe you're trusting for someone to get healed, maybe you're trusting for that special person one day, whatever that is, don't go out if you feel a burden to pray with someone and say, I surrender it. Or just sit and surrender it on your own. Up to you. Let's pray. Thank you for listening. Julle lyk nog almal wakker. Great. Awesome. Yeah, Father, thank you that we can just declare tonight that you are a good Father. That you are King above all kings, and that nothing is impossible for you. Thank you that you have a plan for each one of our lives. Thank you that we are knitted together in our mother's womb and fearfully and wonderfully made. And Father, I pray that you will help us, that you will help us, that we don't find our identity in things that we might want to hold on to, but that we will find our identity in you, Father. That we will trust you. That we won't try to make spaces for ourselves. But that we will be at a place where we can celebrate other people. And that we can trust for our timing. I also ask that you will guide us and show us how we can earnestly wait on you. What can we do in this time, Lord? Help us and show us how to dwell in the land that you've prepared for us now. How we can do good. Show us what you want us to do now. And help us to be able to focus on that, on the journey that we are on. Thank you that you are faithful, God. And thank you that we can trust you. And we just come and lay down all the distractions. Holy Spirit, I trust and pray that you will come and show us what's those things that hinders us from just trusting you, Lord. And I pray for friends and accountability that can help us along the way. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.